The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio station. The most listened to radio show, thanks to five radio stations, is what I should say, on the Northern Plains. 550 K-Fire, the mothership in Bismarck, Manda. 910 KCJB, our Minot flagship. Fargo Moorhead's AM 1100, the flag. The flagship for the Red River Valley and Eastern North Dakota, Western Minnesota. KLTC in Dickinson and KTGO in Tioga. Our telephone numbers are 800-228-0550. That's a toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader here, and Paul Ebeltoff, an attorney representing Citizens for Higher Education. We're discussing measure number 3 today on the ballot. Paul, before the break, you mentioned something about student loans.
Well,
specifically, that would be at risk if this were to pass, Measure 3 were to pass. Give me the detail there. What would threaten student loans in Measure number 3?
The issue is, again, accreditation. No student loan is given, no Pell Grant, Perkins loan, or federal subsidized or unsubsidized Parent Plus loans, all these things which are absolutely essential to tens of thousands of students in the North Dakota university system. None of them will be given if the Higher Learning Commission does not accredit the institutions. And I'd like to respond just briefly to a comment made earlier before the break by Mr. Carlson, saying that what I had read pertained only to an institution, not to a system governance change. That's not correct. On January 5, 2014, after Mr. Carlson's proposal had been adopted, the Higher Learning Commission wrote the North Dakota Legislative Council and said, and I'll just read part of it here, a change in the governance structure of an institution of the magnitude of what is proposed in the legislation, that's the legislation that we are voting on this November, of the magnitude of what is proposed in the legislation falls under the Commission's change of control structure and organization policy. The Commission must review such changes to determine prior to their taking effect whether the institution undergoing the governance change will remain in compliance with the institution's requirements and thus whether accreditation will continue. I mean, it can't be more clear than that. And we do not know the results of this review. We don't even know how the constitutional measure, if it is passed, will be implemented. That will be a subject of legislative action coming up next year.
All right.
This is passed.
I'll respond to that in a moment, but Joe in Minot is waiting to weigh in, listening on 910 AM KCJB. Joe, what's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. Paul, Al. I guess I got a question for Al, a couple of them. The governing board now is at 8, and you want to knock it down to 3. Is that correct?
Yeah, and the difference is instead of part-time, they'd be full-time.
Okay. You've been around a long time. You know the ins and outs. Is there a reason for this? Because 3 is easier to persuade than 8. There's getting to be too much of this buddy-buddy system and stuff like this, and I agree with Paul. It does have an effect. I mean, we brought a guy in here not too long ago. He said the way it was, and the state didn't like him, and we know what happened.
By the way, it wasn't the state that didn't like him. It was the Board of Higher Education. Let's get this straight. They fired him. We didn't fire him.
It was mandated through the state.
Yeah, well, and that's why this measure is before you. Make a decision. If you like the 8-member board system and you think that everything is going smoothly, I ask you, go listen to the retreat tape that they did on July 30th and 31st, which is public record, And if you don't have a different opinion when you're done with that, I'd be shocked.
What do you think, though, of his... What do you think of his argument about three being more easily influenced? I guess you could say that about the Public Service Commission, right, because that's a three-member board. You could say that about the Industrial Commission, because that's a three-member board. But does he have a legitimate worry that three would be easier to influence than winning a majority of eight?
Oh, you know, you could make that argument. 2-1 is still wins the vote. 3-0.
Absolutely.
And 4-3 on the board, which they did when they were told not to raise tuition. The recommendation of the three was not raised, and the four should raise it.
Or a five member.
It can be whatever number you want. I guess three was
absolutely
what was picked because it's worked.
This is the problem with society today. There's too much buddy buddy. The foxes always find a different way to get into the hen house.
Well, I will say this though. I don't know if anybody else is willing to say this. NDSU has a solid majority on the Board of Higher Education right now, to the point where there is a certain level of arrogance in the governance, and that's why you have consultants coming in and saying you've got a rogue president, because a president can be rogue when he's got the votes, and he clearly has the votes, and that's an 8-member board, right? So
who's overseeing these 8-member boards?
They oversee themselves. They are in charge. They believe they're the fourth branch of government, which I, of course, have a little trouble with that. But our responsibility has basically been, you know, you fund, and then we'll take over from here.
I mean, I can see reorganization, but like, you know, when you drop down to the governor appointing three, that's not fair. Let the people pick. I mean, then I would gladly go down to three. But I just want it to be fair as can be.
Okay, well, but if you look at the system today, geography plays a lot more in a member who's appointed to the board than qualifications do.
Appreciate, absolutely. Joe, appreciate the call. Going to keep moving here. Joan and Mandan listening on 550 KFAR. Go ahead for our guest. You're up.
I was just wondering about the political activities of the colleges, like what happened with the people that want to overturn the pharmacy law, the Yes on 7 people. And Dean of Pharmacy, College of Pharmacy, Chuck Peterson, got out and was really upset that they were using bison T-shirts and everything and speaking for NDSU, even though it was the NDSU homecoming and everybody was wearing bison T-shirts. And he was he said, oh, they're very neutral, but they weren't going to ally themselves with these despicable people and their despicable use of bison T-shirts. I said, well, Chuck, that's not really a neutral statement, even though years ago they would bus students to the legislative sessions, tell the College of Pharmacy students to wear their white coat and to go tell the legislators to never overturn pharmacy law. And they finally quit that when a bunch of us pharmacists said, hey, we aren't for the law, and why are you busing students? We don't think that's appropriate. And we looked up their policies, and, of course, it wasn't appropriate. And then Chuck also didn't mention that the homecoming continuing education program for the pharmacy this year was 3 hours on how to influence legislators, and the association guy and the president of the association talking about the pharmacy law.
All right. Well, I'm gonna broaden this out a little bit, Joan, just for the benefit of our guests, because you're obviously talking about a particular situation, but in this case, I think it goes to political influence. Paul, any comment for Joan?
Well, I do. As far as Measure 3 is concerned, we can argue or discuss or have opinions about various activities on various campuses, various statements by individuals on various campuses, but Measure 3 doesn't get to any of that. Measure 3 will not solve those problems, and the issue is... how best will a citizen such as yourself, Joan, how best will you feel you can address an issue? Will it be to fellow citizens who are running the system with no vested interest in it, entirely as volunteers? Or would it be going to a government bureaucracy? I think we'd all like to talk to our fellow citizens rather than to have to petition government to make these kinds of decisions.
All right, appreciate that. Al, anything you want to add for Joan's benefit?
You know, I think Joan needs to understand that the rules and the procedures, statutorily, the legislature has given statutory limitations to higher ed in both measures. And ours has been pretty clear. We probably, on our hand, haven't expected as much as we should have on graduation rates and programs and things. But the rest of those are internal things about the state law says that you can't, as a public employee, lobby for a particular issue one way or the other using your institution to do it. That's been cleared. Paul and I will agree on that. It shouldn't be done.
Paul, I'll give you the final word here before we let you go on this debate. Anything else you want to add?
No, I would just encourage a no vote. I think this is a useless and needless gamble of many, many millions of dollars for the state. Mr. Carlson isn't a gambler, I don't believe. I don't think the people of North Dakota ought to gamble on the future of higher education.
You know, I think the people will decide. That's a good thing. But this is about governance, and this is about whether or not we need full-time management or not. Thanks. And all these other issues, the board's got to clean some things up.
Measure number 3 debate. Al, stick around. I want to talk water when we come back on What's in Your Mind. Paul, thank you. Appreciate it.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hunting for me is getting away from everything. I enjoy hunting with my son more than anything. Someday he'll have memories like I have of hunting with my dad. There's just no better feeling when a customer says, you know, that gun you sold me last year worked perfect. That is, to me, what it's all about. I'm Leon Streifel, and I'm one of the hunting experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night, it's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia. A primary goal of these visits is to build and expand relationships between these trade industry leaders and North Dakota soybean farmers. Hosting these trade teams provides the ideal opportunity to showcase the quality of North Dakota soybeans and the producers who grow them. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. They consider this factor when making purchasing decisions. Increasing demand for soy in overseas markets continues to be a high priority for the North Dakota Soybean Council. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Past the hour, rolling on with What's on Your Mind. This weather is nothing short of extraordinary. You want to take a little tour around the region with temps there, Todd, and just tell us how darn... I keep pinching myself thinking I'm going to wake up and it's actually going to be a typical October here, and it just doesn't happen.
Well, you know why this happened, right? I went out and bought a convertible. That's why this happened.
Yeah, rub it in our noses.
I mean, you got to admit, I certainly ended up lucking out on weather as far as that goes.
Yeah, and not just a convertible, by the way, a Mercedes convertible. Well, got to keep up with the Mitchells. I did manage to buy.
Hey, wait a minute. You're the one that's been tooling around in, what, a 2013 that you were tooling around in?
2014, actually, E350.
Keeping up with the Hannons.
But by the way, that's it's not mine. It's owned by Valley Imports, the folks that can sell you one. They just
Longest test drive I've ever heard of.
Well, no, it's a different one every time I go out.
You're not one. You trade it every time it's time to go. You know what? I want another one. Okay, Scott, because it's you, we're going to give you another one to take out. Fargo, right now, some sunshine and 49. Minot sun and 51 in Williston, 45. Dickinson, 48. Bismarck, it's kind of the cold spot for the moment. Some sunshine and 42, but we're on our way into the 70s, close to a record today.
70s. It's just unbelievable. By the way, as long as I'm telling you about Valley Imports, if you go to their website, don't see a Mercedes you want. They'll get you what you want, number one. Number two, you say, hey, Scott sent me to Valley Imports. You get a two-year maintenance contract free. Your maintenance on that new Mercedes for 2 years is free. That's like around a $2,000 value. For that, in other words, every oil change, everything you do, it is absolutely free. So it's a great deal. ValleyImports.com, and they can get you whatever you need. Don't go somewhere else to buy your Mercedes. They're your North Dakota Mercedes dealer. Same thing with, by the way, parts of South Dakota, Montana, eastern Minnesota. So check them out, ValleyImports.com. Okay, 22 past the hour. Al Carlson is here, House Majority Leader. We wrapped up the Measure 3 debate, but I want to ask you about your announcement yesterday on water projects for North Dakota. You're talking, obviously, to folks not just from Fargo that want the protection, but all of North Dakota that would help fund it. What would the dollars do? How much? What does it do?
Well, first of all, there's no better investment in the state of North Dakota than in its infrastructure. You know, we've proven that out west, and we're going to continue that effort to keep building the infrastructure. But what really started all this was when I opened the paper and saw Cass County was the fastest growing county in the state. And we hear a lot about the other parts of the state, but we're the fastest growing county in all of North Dakota. And we had a history of floods, and over the years, the legislature has been putting money in to protect the city, whether it be through a diversion funding system or whether it be internal dikes and buying out houses and things. But the process and their way of paying for it is too slow. They only collect $16 million a year in sales tax, and there's $238 million worth of projects in Fargo to be done to protect neighborhoods. And so I propose putting $125 million into the internal flood protection of the city of Fargo, protecting houses and neighborhoods that are otherwise going to need some very expensive flood insurance because they're rewriting the flood insurance map at the beginning of 15. So we need to accelerate this plan. No matter what happens on the diversion or when it comes, you still need to defend the interior part of the city, and that was the purpose of that. The second thing is we have too much water sometimes of the year, and if we go into a drought cycle, we do not have nearly enough to supply water for Fargo, Moorhead, and the whole valley. Our Red River water supply, even coming with Cheyenne water, is not enough. So we're going to start a process of $150 million per biennium into a Red River Valley water supply. Those two items are crucial to the continued. We will not grow without us a water supply, and we must protect our houses and businesses with our internal flood protection.
This seems to me a no-brainer, number one. And number two, you've got obviously a lot of Western infrastructure needs that you know, there was some debate, should we have a special session, should we not? No, let's do it right, let's get it right. You've been out to Watford City a couple of times, seen you there. You've been up and down the oil patch and know those needs. These two go together, really, don't they? I mean, these are crucial needs for both ends of the state that ought to be just, in my mind, slam dunks to start the session.
You know what? This is North Dakota's growing from border to border. And we need to defend and protect our neighborhoods, but we also need to invest in our infrastructure, whether that be roads, whether that be water and sewer, whether that be water itself. The Western Area Water Supply, a great thing, not only for the oil boom that's there today, but those guys in Watford City and those towns along the way are going to have water for the future, for the growth of their towns, drinking water. And as important it is to them, it's important to us in the valley. You know, when you're bottom of the fishbowl, Scott, you got to take a little few extra precautions because heavy rains in the summer, or whether it be a large snowfall like we had in 97, I mean, you have to be prepared to do your best. We've taken out a number of miles of protection already by what's been done, but there's still, you know, probably a couple hundred miles of city area that need to be protected. It's way more than I thought it was when you take all of the what they have to protect. And that number might be off, but I tell you, yesterday, April Walker and Vice Mayor Mahoney joined me at the press conference, and they are thrilled about the opportunity to accelerate protecting their city.
Do you see both of these issues, the western infrastructure needs and the water needs in the east, being very early in the session and move them off the plate so you can get on to the other myriad of things you need to tackle?
I think that it always helps, and the reason there's a surge payment or whatever they want to call it west is that these contractors get busy, and if these people don't have the surety of the money, they can't bid. So I think that we should address those things as soon as we can in the session. Whether or not we'll get it done before the end of the session when it comes to the Fargo area, I'm not sure. I'd like to see it move through quickly. But I tell you, the key thing here is for the citizens and those living in areas that will become under the new 100-year floodplain, and what's going to happen to those folks with their flood insurance premiums when they go up 16 to 18% a year. That's going to be devastating to a lot of people.
I said at the beginning of the show today, both ought to be done in the first 15 minutes after the gavel drops. Is that a little aggressive?
That's a slight bit aggressive.
Is that maybe a little naive on the whole legislative
process? Some of our new guys haven't even found their chairs yet. But, you know, and this, of course, is a silly time of the campaign season. A lot of people are trying to...
Some of these mailings. I mean, I need to describe this mailing that I got that went out. And I'm not sure how I got on this list from... who'd this come from? The North Dakota Democratic MPL District 41. Al Carlson's Measure 3 will do more to eliminate the State Board of Higher Education. It'll jeopardize the accreditation of all our state's universities, and they have a closed stamp on a sign of North Dakota State University, suggesting you're going to close NDSU. Yeah,
you know, I guess if that's the way the Democrats view the future, that's wrong. But that's really dirty politics. The state's pretty committed to higher education. We've proven that we are, and we will continue to be committed to it.
We just had
that debate on Measure 3. People will decide. Either way, that act's got to get cleaned up a little bit for the future because it's all about, you know what we miss, Scott, in all these debates, and everybody sends out their postcards and either brag or they complain. We forget about who we work for. You know, it's not my money, it's your money. And if I ever forget that, I'm not a good legislator. It's your money. And I need to be accessible. So these campaigns, let's get them over with, get the election on, and do positive things like this flood protection for the city of Fargo, for the infrastructure out west. Let's get on to the positive. Let's expect a little more accountability and have our graduation rates improve at universities and not be ashamed to ask for that. You know, those are the kind of things. Let's figure out how we create a better workforce. I mean, those are the kinds of things we need to look forward to. Be positive instead of saying the sky is falling all the time.
Appreciate the time today, Al. Thanks a bunch. We'll talk to you soon. House Majority Leader Al Carlson with a bold proposal on water protection, connecting that to Western infrastructure needs today on the program. Measure 1 in our focus when we come back. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
There's a lot of reasons to love Chase on the Lake. It's one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. And fall is a beautiful time to visit Walker, Minnesota and the entire region. It just screams relax. Copper Door Aveda Spa and all their wonderful massages and pedicures and manicures. You can pamper yourself. There's bike rentals. What a romantic little getaway. Great trails. There's all kinds of fine dining in the 502 restaurant and all around Walker, Minnesota. The shopping downtown Walker is a blast. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, right out your door, the famous Reed Sporting Goods and all kinds of unique shops in downtown Walker. And the accommodations cannot be beat. I'd even recommend some golf or some bowling at Chaser's Bowling Alley. Great deals right now, including buy one, get one night, Sunday through Thursday, chaseonthelake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariluHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. Before we get to our guest on measure number one, we have some folks that have called in on a number of different topics. And since this is called What's On Your Mind, well, by golly, we want to find out. Let's go to South Dakota first up here. We love our South Dakota listeners. What's on your mind? You tell me at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550.
Yeah, I'm from South Dakota, and I live by a few ethanol plants in the area. You're talking about not putting gasoline on those rail cars. Well, those ethanol plants are hauling pure alcohol away with a little bit of gas mix in it, just enough to make it poisonous. So as far as hauling gas on rail, they do that all the time. So I don't see what the difference is up there or down here. Thank you.
All right. Good point. Appreciate the call, and welcome others to weigh in on that issue. Started that conversation at the beginning of the program, 800-228-0550. Let's go out to Valley City, North Dakota.
Good morning, Scott. Scott, there's plenty of roads in the eastern end of the state that need fixing also. And another point, if diesel is in such short supply, why is it that we have diesel in the 370s? It's the lowest it's been in 2 years. It does, you know, none of this stuff adds up. Thanks, Scott.
800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 with your calls here. Let's see who else wants to get in. I'm just going to let you get all of you in here. Here's another, this one, a comment actually on measure number three.
I'm voting yes or no on measure three. And tell Al Carlson we need to keep that board of higher ed. As far as I'm concerned, it's time for him to go. We need to vote him out and get the Democrats in there. Enough of these Republican idiots in District 41.
All right. Republican idiots. Interesting way to advocate for your side. We're not a big fan of the name-calling here, especially when it resorts to that level, but tells us a little bit something about the caller. Opinions are welcome. Name calling not. 800-228-0550. Let's get John and Bismarck here, and then we'll chat with our guest on Measure One. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
All right. I just want to kind of add with Al Carlson stuff. I met with him during legislation about child support issues and visitation. He swept it under the rug. Then I contacted him on your radio show earlier this spring, and he told me he was going to contact me back again. I have yet to hear from him. Just like the previous caller said, let's get somebody in there that'll do the job. He's wasting our time.
And, John, you're from Bismarck?
Yes, I am, sir.
All right. Have you dealt with your legislative representation on the issues you're talking about?
Yes, the new ones that we've got here. One of them was a doctor, I believe, that had his, what do you want to call it, child. He's got his children custody. And when I brought up my issues, it really wasn't any concern. I mean, our state's got to wake up and give everybody the chance to be a parent.
Well, that's a separate issue, though. I mean, in other words, whatever your position is, in your case, the laws on shared parenting, you're advocating for a particular position, and that's great. That's what you ought to do. I mean, if I were you, I would go to my legislative leadership, but if they don't agree with you, they aren't idiots. They might just have a different opinion.
I didn't call them idiots.
I'm just saying the previous caller was, you were saying you agree with the previous caller on the change. I'm suggesting that for your particular issues, you go to your House members and then to the extent that there's legislation, then you would go to the majority leader. In other words, Al Carlson can't, as majority leader, deal with John in Bismarck and Scott in Watford City and Tom in Minot and everything else. It's impossible to deal with every individual person that has a particular issue that they want to tackle. But I think the best approach, I'm just trying to help, whatever your issue, is to go through your local representatives and maybe get some attention that way.
Well, I understand, but like with the child support issues, I mean, they're before the legislators, and nobody wants to fix them, you know. We've got to pay for our children. You know, you understand me? They're my kids. I need to pay for them. But yet it's got to be, you know, in a civil matter. I mean, and like I said, I've taken it to him. I met with him directly during legislation, and he sent me over to his helper, and that was it. I never, ever heard. And I went up there numerous times to talk to him and never had the time to visit about anything.
Appreciate the call, John. Sorry I can't be of more help. Again, you hear this from time to time. We had a fellow call yesterday, a vet from up at Butte, was upset about a particular decision by the Tax Equalization Board, and I did do a little follow-up on that. Evidently, there's some pending litigation there, and so, you know, for instance, you know, the lieutenant governor of the state of North Dakota can't just all of a sudden call a citizen, because if there's litigation, then that's used. It's never easy. So,
right,
anyway.
I listen to you all guys all the time. I wish you well.
Appreciate the call, John. Thanks a bunch. And call again, 800-228-0550. We tracked down Roger Wetzel. Roger has led the AARP in North Dakota as their president, recently resigned after there was controversy of his speaking out on Measure Number One. We're trying to track down Yana Murdahl, chairperson of North Dakota Choose Life, who was scheduled to be in studio with us but is not here. And I believe they're waiting for Attorney General John Ashcroft to land, and his plane is late. He's supposed to join us a little later on, so I think that's caused a little bit of a delay. But we did find Roger. Roger, how are you?
Fine, thanks. Good morning to you.
How long have you been part of the leadership of AARP in North Dakota?
I've been on the State Executive Council, which is their major state council, for 6 years, and I've actually served as the state president for 4 years, and I would have had 2 more years on my term until I made a decision to resign.
Why did you resign?
Basically, it's for a couple of reasons. One, AARP is neutral on this issue. It had expressed some concerns during the session, but once the legislature passed this, the resolution to put this on the ballot, chose to remain neutral. So a lot of the ads opposing this were suggesting that AARP was opposed to it, and they were citing or quoting some of the original testimony without ever staying on TV or wherever AARP is neutral. And I kept seeing those and say, hey, I know that that's absolutely not the fact. And there also were a number of allegations that this measure passed would negate advance directives. that's my one of my areas of expertise. I've worked in the field of aging for 43 years. I've been on almost every state task force that deals with advanced directives. I've helped hundreds of people with them. I was a hospital ethics committee chair and so on and so forth. So I really got very, very upset when that false information kept being suggested that this could negate your advanced directive. And so I've been to national training over the last 43 years, and we can talk a bit more about the legal protections that are already in place that protect our advanced directives, if that's your wishes.
Yeah, no, I would. I think it's unfortunate. I mean, AARP in a statement said because you had become aligned with one side of the issue and your affiliation with AARP has become part of Measure One, that you resigned as president, and it just seems to me that really was unfair and unfortunate, especially since what you were trying to do is clarify the fact that they were lying about it, right?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, and most folks know I've been, I served as the assistant director of our state office on aging. I was the elder care director at St. A's, and I've been on so many state task forces, including one now on guardianship issues. And so I've been such a proponent and passionate about accurate information, you know, let people decide. And I got so frustrated with what people would come up to me on the street and say, I can't believe that AARP seems to be opposing this. And I said, no, they're not. Well, that's what the ad seemed to apply. And, oh, my gosh, am I going to have to rewrite my living will? Absolutely not. In a sense, yeah, I really, sometimes in your life, you really have to say, you have to make the right decision for the right reasons and live with yourself. And that's exactly what I did.
Yeah, there were 60 doctors, by the way, in Fargo yesterday that came out and offered a second opinion to North Dakota's Right to Life Amendment Measure Number 1. And so the facts are slowly getting out here against this. Specifically,
yeah.
They're really using the end-of-life issue as a trump card here, and you obviously have the credentials here. Can what they say happen now? That's my point. And the right to life is in the North Dakota Constitution now, so all the things they're saying that could happen or will happen if Measure 1 passes could happen right now, and they're not. So that proves it's false, doesn't it, Roger?
Yeah. It absolutely does. It's absolutely false. And I we're kind of a state where at least give us correct information. Let us decide. But absolutely, most of the money coming in for the opposition is from Planned Parenthood. Their singular agenda is abortion. You will note that none of the ads mention abortion by the opposition. They're trying to get people, create fears and anxiety. So let's talk about in vitro. Let's talk about miscarriages. And most older people vote. So let's really plant seeds of doubt with our older voters and say, my gosh, this could negate your living will, your advanced directive, and force you to take care. And again, just the strategy is if the money and the key issue is abortion, then why aren't you talking about it? But again, because most older people vote, they know if we're going to get older people to vote against this, let's plant doubts. But let me just summarize legally, and this information is common information among most attorneys, but unfortunately a lot of doctors and some attorneys aren't aware of these legal protections. But most of us remember the Nancy Cruzan case that went all the way to the Supreme Court in 1990. I certainly do. I went to some national training. The Supreme Court ruled that in our nation you have a right to determine your own health care, and so that's already gone to the Supreme Court. You can't go much higher than that. So people say, well, this could end up in court. The Supreme Court has already ruled. Immediately, Congress passed a law called the Patient Self-Determination Act that required every state, including North Dakota, to put in place advanced directive legislation and forms. North Dakota did that way back in 1991, so I've been working with these forms and issues for almost 25 years. Also, a case actually went to our North Dakota Supreme Court, which affirmed that advanced directives must be respected and people's individual wishes. So if you want to decline cancer treatment at end of life, your wishes must be respected. So there could not be more protection on end-of-life decisions and advanced directives than having a Supreme Court already ruled federal laws, the state Supreme Court, and state laws. It's like there is really, there really are, when people say this could end up in court, these could go to court, they have gone to court. The highest courts have already ruled. Should be the end of the argument on certainly the end of life issues.
I understand that John Ashcroft, who's going to fly in today and really set the record straight on some of the legal wranglings here, is running a little bit late. Roger, hang tight, if you would. Any questions on Measure 1? Any worries you have on the afterlife stuff you've heard about Measure 1? Here's an expert. Call him. 800-228-0550. Former part of the leadership of AARP in North Dakota, but an expert on these issues for senior care. Give us a ring. More coming up. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
toward the top of the hour, back on What's on Your Mind, the former Attorney General John Ashcroft, scheduled to be on the program, will not be able to be on today. We will have him on tomorrow. We're going to visit with him at a press conference later today. He'll be in Bismarck and in Fargo today. And I'm really glad he's coming, quite honestly. He's wicked smart, John Ashcroft. And what these folks are doing in Measure 1 ought to be criminal. It really ought to be able to just, I mean, so twist the facts on this thing. This is a one-sentence deal, Constitutional Measure 1, that the legislature put in. And it will simply clarify and prevent judges from undoing what our elected leaders want done. Whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, whatever your particular political persuasion, you ought not want to have one judge undo the work of an entire legislative body. And that's what's happened. So this is a protection against judges going rogue. And the quote that would go into the Constitution is simply this: the inalienable right to life of every human being at any stage of development must be recognized and protected. And by that going in there, they're saying you won't be able to do, you know, in vitro fertilization. You won't be able to have babies if you're having trouble. They're not going to let you die. If you choose to die and you're in a particular situation, Roger Hammer's here. Roger's the former head of the AARP, but has spent a career on these issues. And I'm really glad that John Ashcroft is coming, because I think we need to out these folks on what they're saying will happen, can't happen. But for me to believe them, Roger, again, someone that that has been in this line of work for a lot of years, what are they? I mean, let's just kind of walk through their scenario. Okay, if I'm a relative of yours and you have a advanced will and a directive, and you say, look, if I get to a certain point, I want the ability to be able to, you know, not have life support or whatever. Are they saying I, as a relative of yours, could go into court and say, I'm reading in the Constitution here this inalienable right to life of every human being at any stage of development, therefore I don't want Roger to die. I want you, judge, to stop it. Or legislature, you to give me a piece of legislation that will not allow him to decide for himself. Is that what they're saying?
That's exactly what they're saying or implying. Yeah, right, that somebody could arbitrarily take any case to court, and that's why I just so emphatic that if people, again, it's, and it is, most people aren't that familiar with the actual court cases. The average person on the street, when you say this to them, that those rights are protected by state law, state Supreme Court, federal law, federal Supreme Court, there is no way, there's no standing. Why? How could you bring a case to court that's already been affirmed by the U.S. Supreme Court?
And the right to life is,
you know,
go ahead and finish. Sorry, Roger.
No. I was just, you know, and if you're the opposition, you know, and I think it is quite unethical to make claims that aren't true. And secondly, if your primary concern is abortion, why are you planting fears around in vitro fertilization, end of life care, miscarriages? Why aren't you saying, hey, we support abortion at any stage? You know, that just strikes me as being really, really interesting and strange.
But here's what it comes
in. Yeah, when people talk about advanced directives, I've been such an advocate in having advanced directives, and of course they're all legal. They have to be followed by law. You know, even a doctor can't say, well, gee, I don't want to do that. The law says if a doctor can't follow your advanced directive, he or she must find another doctor. So even that, possibility, and families that make decisions must have had regular contact with you. So the nephew who flies in and says, oh no, put grandma back on the ventilator, you know, I haven't talked to her in 10 years, can't do that. But when we use the term advanced directives, very quickly, there are documents we call living wills, and that's where you state, gosh, at end of life, I want treatment or I don't, you know. I want ventilators, respirators, feeding tubes. If I'm really dying, I want everything, or I want just to be made comfortable. A living will simply is a document that you place your wishes. A power of attorney for health care is where you designate someone, usually it's a family member, to make decisions. So if I have a stroke, a head injury, a heart attack, advanced Alzheimer's, I could choose one of my children who I feel would make the decisions I would make. So then legally, they can make that decision. And a lot of people combine those documents. So let's say I choose my oldest daughter, who is in healthcare herself, to be my power of attorney, but I also put my wishes, so there's no doubt she'll have that copy all in one document. But other kinds of advance directives can be documents like, do not resuscitate. If my heart stops or I stop breathing, do I want every effort to start it back up again or not? Another advance directive that we don't often think about is organ tissue donations. You know, would you be willing to donate any organs or tissues if they were, you know, usable? So those are examples of advance directives, but just
well,
so people know what options they have.
And by the way, the right to life currently exists in the Constitution, so all the bad things they're saying would happen could already happen. They're not, so they're scare tactics. Roger,
well,
sorry you had to go through what you had to go through, because as a leader in AARP, an expert in this issue, it's unfair that you got dragged through all this, but appreciate you sharing the facts with us today. Thanks a bunch.
You're welcome. Thanks to you and to the listeners, and I certainly support Measure One, as you probably all know.
Appreciate the help. High Plains Apache, one of our fine sponsors. Stop and check them out. That new ET Egg Center is great with 50,000 of the most popular name brand items. ET Egg Center, highplainsapache.com. Also by our friends at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Use promo code Scott or call them at 800-506-9028. And are you kidding me? Friday tomorrow. God bless you. Clean never sleeps.
Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24-7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings. Anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting. 24-7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who is isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy. Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.